We continue our learning Le'ilu Nishmas David ben Menachem Unish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Maasos Perigimel Mishnah Hey. Our mission is going to discuss the issue of bringing food into a chatzir, into a courtyard, which we mentioned is one of those activities that is mechayiv masros, just the entrance in Riyas Pnei Abay is coming to the house, a chatzir is included. And the Mishnah now asks, Ezo hi chatzir shi chayeves b'masros. What type of chatzir is considered that which is comparable to a house and therefore will establish the obligation of separating masros? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, so several opinions in the Tanaim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, chatzir hatzoris, shahakelim nishmarim besocha. It has to be tzor, is tire, is from like in Lebanon. So it's a chatzir that's like the chatzeros, the courtyards that they have in tzor. In what way? In the sense that there is a guard that's there, and because of that, the kalim, the vessels that are in there, are nishmar, are going to be secure, are going to be guarded. So what type of courtyard is considered compared to a house? So that if you bring the produce in there, even if it's not processed yet, the chiv of masor sets in, that's where you have a courtyard like the ones in Tzor, in the city of Tzor, which has a guard that's posted at the entrance. That's considered the Tzor type of chatzer. And because people in Tzor, because of the chashivas of the people, they would hire guards to stand at the entrance and protect the area. So Rishmael basically says, what's the characteristic of a house? And that is the security that you have. So if the security of the items that are there, shakelim mishmar besocha, the same thing is true when it comes to a chatzir. So if a chatzir has a guard, has a the kelim or something, it's set up in such a way that that which is inside is going to be guarded. So then that's a chatzir that's mechayv masros. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol she'echad poseach ve'echad noel ptura. He takes the opposite approach and says, I'm going to tell you the chatzeros that are pater for masros, and by inference, you'll figure out which chatzeros are chayiv in masros. What is a chatzer that's pater for maser, which is not comparable to a house? That's where it's echad poseach ve'echad noel, where you have a courtyard, and the gate of which one person opens and a different person locks it. So if it's shared by two people and each one has the ability or the right to lock and unlock the gate, so that there's not going to be a chiyuv of masters, because that's not compared to a bias. A bias is owned by a one resident. But of course, if you have one person who has complete control over the locking and the unlocking of the gate, he is the exclusive owner of that courtyard. And let's say other people may be his tenants, but he's the real owner. So then there will be a chiyuv of masos if you bring produce into that area. So Rabbi Akiva, who is the second opinion, agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that you obviously you need a characteristic that compares to a house, and it's related to the security. The only question is, how do we define a place that's secure? So Rabbi Shmuel says, I define a place that's secure when I have a guard that's there, and therefore everything that's inside is going to be protected. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you have a courtyard, so just because there's someone that's guarding there, it doesn't necessarily mean that people can't bring things in and out. And the opposite would also be true. Rabbi Shmuel would say, just because you have two people, one opening, one closing, doesn't mean necessarily that that's going to potter it if we have a guard that's there. Mishnah continues. A third opinion, Rabbi Nechemya Omer, kol she'ein adam bosh milechol besocha chayeves. Person who, where are you chayiv? He works with the chayiv. What chatzir is chayiv, and therefore by inference, by implication, will figure out what type of chatzir is putter from masros. But what is the criteria here? If you have a chatzir where a person is not embarrassed to eat there, meaning it's not so much that it's secure, but it's the fact, what's the definition of a house, and therefore the definition of a chatzer is chayiv masros. It's not like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel says that we define it by how secure it is, but rather, what's the privacy that I have? So Rabbi Nechemya says, I'll tell you, if you feel comfortable enough, they're able to eat there, and you're not embarrassed Today, people eat at a smorgasbord, people not embarrassed to eat in front of a lot of people. But here, we're saying that people want the privacy of their house. They're able to sit down and eat and not be bothered by other people gazing into their domain. So that's the definition of Kodesh Rabbi Nechemya. That area is chayiv. If you're in an area where a person is, oh, you know what, we're open up to the street, there's chatzer, people can see us. So that would not be compared to a house, and there would be no chiyuv of separating masros, and a person would be able to continue eating an achilas aroi if the produce is brought into such a chater. Rabbi Yossi Omer, fourth opinion, kol shenichnas la ve'ein Omer ma'atam v'akesh p'tura. He takes the opposite and is going to tell me what's putter, and then I'll figure out what's chayv. What's a chater that's putter from Masros, where there's no chiv set in? Where if someone walks in and no one's going to say, hey, what are you looking for? What are you doing here? So so that's not like a house. We assume that when it comes to a house, is that also the idea, it's not security, the idea is privacy. Someone walks into your house, you say, complete stranger, you say, what are you doing here? But sometimes people are walking in people's backyards. The backyard is very big. Sometimes people aren't going to ask ma'atam v'akesh. So that would be part of that's not compared to a house. What obviously implies that if someone is going to say, hey, what are you doing in my backyard? So that chatzer would be chayv and masters. And the fifth opinion, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei chatzero zo lefnimi zo ha'primis chayeves v'achitzon p'turah. So not so much of a fourth definition, but rather he tells you what happens when I have two chatzeros. One is within the other. So that means in order for the people of the inner chatzer to walk outside, they have to walk through the outer chatzer. So the outer chatzer has no privacy at all, really. It's not, they don't really have their ownership. So what happens is the residents of the inner chatzer have the right of passage through that outer chatzer. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you like this. In a certain sense, Rabbi Yehuda is following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. What did Rabbi Akiva say? A chatzer can only establish the obligation of masros if no more than one person is in charge of Noel, of locking and unlocking the gate. So when I have two courtyards, so the outer chatzer doesn't meet that criteria. Why? Because even if there's only one person living there, because the one who lives in the inner chatzer has the right to walk through and unlock the door to the outer chatzer. So now, the one who lives in the outer chatzer, we know, has no right to unlock the gate of the inner courtyard. So that's how the inner chatzer courtyard is able to establish a chiyuv of masros, and that's what he means. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shnei chatzer zulefnimizu ha'pnimis chayeves. If you would bring in produce into the inner one, you would be chayev to separate masros. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, following Rabbi Akiva's opinion, says, aha, since the pnimis has complete right to that area, so that's considered like a house, has complete, it's completely secure and private, and therefore he's able to, the chiyuv sets in. But the chitzona, if someone bring in produce into the outer one, because that's sort of owned by two people in a certain sense, the outer one and the inner one, because the inner one has the right of passage through that, so that would be following Rabbi Akiva's definition of having more than one resident with the right to unlock or lock, so there would be no chiv to separate masros at that point. Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, Hagagos Pturit. Afal pi shehem shel chatzer hachayeves. So here's an interesting halacha. This person brings produce onto a roof. So there's no obligation to separate masros at that point. It's not compared to a house. It's not compared to the inside of the house. Only the inside is able to establish. And now that means even if the chatzer, the roof, even if the chatzer where the house has an obligation of masros based on whatever definition we had in the previous Mishnah, we consider the Gog as a separate domain and is not secondary to the courtyard. So even if the courtyard has a chiyuv of masros to set in, if you bring produce there, it wouldn't apply to the Gog. And that would be true even if your Gog is surrounded completely on all four sides, where you showed him, say, by a chatzer, makes no difference because it's considered a separate domain. Now the Baruch Hu points out, Vahani mili kesheish begag arba amos. That's only where the Gog is considered its own domain. It has the minimum size of a reshus, which is 4 amos by 4 amos. Then it would be subordinate, it would be secondary to the house, and whatever, if the courtyard then would have the obligation of, would have the criteria necessary in order to establish the Chiyuv Masos, the same thing would apply to that roof. Mishnah continues, Beishaar, which is a gatehouse, Achsadra, which is an area like, we call it a portico. It's a roofed-in porch, where it's enclosed on three sides, Umir Peses, which is another type of a porch, which we translate as a gallery. That's where you have a walkway in front of the different houses or the apartments of a building on the second floor, and there's a ladder that comes down. All these three areas, Hare Elu Kechotzer, What does it mean if they're it means they follow what the chatzer is. If the courtyard below or on a side next to them, whatever, has the criteria necessary in order to establish the obligation of separating the masros, so that achsadra mirpeses and beishar, those areas as well, since they're considered secondary to the chatzer, the obligation of masos would set in as well. And if the chatzer would be pater, so it makes no difference what criteria these particular areas have, they would also be pturin, as the Mishnah says.